When I see video, you say?
Marketing.
Thank you, Clive. Welcome up, everyone, to our podcast today. And we are going to talk about video marketing. For this topic, we have a special guest, and his name is Clive Roach. Clive,
hi.
I know you very well personally, but can you introduce yourself to our audience?
Yes, I'm Clive Roach. I'm a social media geek, as I describe myself. And I've started doing the role of a social media marketing lead, first of all, in Philips. And I started to do that in 2009 until now. And then I've switched in 2013, to be director of social media for Philips Lighting then. And that's now Signify.
And just to quickly introduce myself, I'm Yeva, and my journey started together with Clive when I was his intern at Signify.
Remember it well.
Over time, of course, over time, I became a social media specialist and I continue working on it on the side next to my full-time job, but hopefully to become my full-time job again. So welcome everyone. And let's jump right into the questions I have prepared for you today. How did you get started? There's always a beginning for a story like yours. I want to hear it.
Yes, well, actually, it started, the video marketing, for like, started from way back when I actually started to do a lot of presentations. And that gave me confidence in speaking at events. And I have a lot of fun speaking to large audiences or small audiences or one-to-ones. So just speaking and expressing insight and knowledge is fun. So I love it. So doing it in front of a camera is actually probably more nervous, slightly a little bit more nervous because there's no immediate reaction that you can gauge. But I remember one year when I was at Thorn Lighting, I did 40 presentations in one year, in one calendar year. That was an amazing year, but it gave me a lot of practice in public speaking. So therefore doing video marketing is a very natural fit for me.
I would like to ask about the being shy aspect, because you're talking about speaking to a big crowd, and that's what people expect you to have when you go into video marketing. But I found out that you are a shy person yourself, and you tend to hide from our colleagues passing by when filming your Instagram stories. How do you combine these two?
Yes. So when I'm filming, yes, my shyness is there, but when I'm being filmed, it's not. So, you know, when I'm able to talk confidently about something that I'm an expert in, that's fine. So for me, I combated the shyness by just being able to talk about something that I'm excited in, I'm passionate in. Shyness is not there.
It's also common to expect you to get an expensive gear. But from my experience, I don't think that's true. So do you, Clive, think that we need to invest in expensive gear to get started with video marketing?
No, I think the only thing you do need is something to record. You've got to have something that records it. And so a lot of the smartphones today have got cinematic functions to them. Yeah, indeed. So get your smartphone ready. Next thing is microphone. So you need to be able to pick up your voice to make it engaging. And so a lot of the smart devices do have good microphones, but if you're doing outdoor filming, things like that, these microphones are in smartphones omnidirectional, right? So you'll pick up noises from everywhere. But if you have a directional microphone, so something like this Boya microphone is really, really good. It doesn't need batteries. You can connect it to your phone with a cable. If it's one that has a jack, an audio jack, you need a TRRS applicable connector. So that therefore means that it will work perfectly. And you should, as another tip, you should have an app on your phone that registers that you've got an external mic connected, because sometimes it doesn't recognize it. And then of course, when you're outside, make sure you have this attachment so it reduces the wind noise. And if you have a bigger microphone, like on the Boya device that I have here, the Panasonic video with a Boya microphone, then you need this. Read the instructions as to where you should speak, because even on this one, this is my favorite one to use for podcasts. It's a Trust microphone, but the sound, it has to come from a certain direction. And I have several of these, I have one here that you know is in the office all the time. I have one at home that I do podcasts in. And then I even have this one also. So again, it's a similar microphone. It's a condenser one. I have this one upstairs. I don't have to move around. I have a little studio upstairs.
So you do need a good set of stands to put microphones and cameras on, and also stands for the lights. And once you get a little bit advanced, you might want to use different backgrounds, in which case you might need a green screen.
You sure not just a Teams filter to blur out your background, though?
No? I think for when you get started, of course, you can do that. I think for more sophisticated filming, as you mature, green screen gives you more flexibility. So I have this one. This is a rather large one, and it has two stands on its own, so this is a good one. But I also have one, and another green screen that comes in it's kind of like a long suitcase, so you can just pull it up, and it works.
Like a banner.
Yes, now that's only good for when you're sitting down, because it's about as big as this. So you can't walk around, I can't stand up. So this one's better for if I want to stand up. There's a few videos that I've done with standing up and things like that, but if you're just sitting down, then the one that you can very, very, very economical in price, you just pull it up and it's there. So these are the kind of extra things that you can get to do video marketing, to do podcasts. And don't forget, of course, an extra quality webcam. Because the ones in the laptop aren't that bad. They're actually quite good.
Actually, today I'm using the laptop one because the one I had external turned out to be less of a quality than the laptop itself.
Yeah, because they're actually quite good. And today I'm actually using the camera in the laptop.
So make sure everything connects onto the frames and all the different cameras. And this is also one of my favorites, is that sometimes you're filming in an area where you can't necessarily put a stand. Then I have this where I can clamp it onto a surface, and then I can mount the camera or the microphone on the end there. You can also invest in something like this. This is also from Boya. Again, it's one of my favorite companies to use for these kind of extra bits of equipment. Here you can mount your smartphone. So here I can do vertical filming. And again, you can put a camera stand here, and you can do horizontal filming. And here is where you can also install a microphone as well, so and connect it to your smartphone. And indeed,
I was always wondering what those clips were for, so now I know.
And of course, you can also mount in those extra lights. And this one is a battery operated one. And it also has barn doors, as you can see here. And I can increase the intensity. It has different attachments on it. Again, it can slot nicely into here as well. So, and the other thing to mention, of course, if you are doing filming into some really strange areas, like for example, I was filming our command center. It's a huge six screens on a big frame. I use a traditional a selfie stick, so I get right up high and move and get these kind of movable shots. So this helps most of the time, but sometimes a traditional selfie stick will do the trick. So
when Clive says simple selfie stick, it's not the one you get in a tourist shop in Paris. No, he has a fancy one.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It doubles up as a stand as well, and it has a Bluetooth connection, so you can take it out and then set yourself up with a 10-second timer to take selfies, which I take a lot of, as you know.
Yes, I do. Clive, I saw a lot of gadgets today, and it feels like you have the whole studio with you. Is there one that's your favorite or one that you would recommend to start with?
Well, I think one of the things that you have to realize if you're doing video is the quality of light. So I actually have a studio light here, and here you can see it has a cover so you can dampen the brightness, the intensity, and have a nice soft light. So it's a soft box. And then here I have an umbrella. So I have two umbrella lights, and again, they add a nice softness to the light. So again, position it so you have traditional theater lighting. So you have the main light in front of you, you have some backlight. And then you have the fill light here. So I've set that up in the traditional way so you get nice flashing of the face, and I have some overhead lighting as well. So the lighting to me is key. You don't have too much sunlight, because sunlight gives you very big differences in contrast. So make sure that you cut out sunlight and then add some artificial light to soften it up. So the lighting is very important, but I also have an auto cue. So I think that's one of my favorite devices to use.
I would expect no less from a lighting designer when it comes to all the umbrellas you're using. Yes. I don't think that everyone needs to have it to get started with,
correct,
but it's definitely a game changer once you do get them.
Yes, I think it's important to know about the importance of lighting and sound to how you appear and how people can listen to you. It's very distracting when people don't control their backgrounds, and there's lots of things going on behind them, unless you do live reporting, of course, and you want that. But for podcasts and things like that, you need to make sure that it's not a confusing background.
That's true. And you mentioned already several steps that you do as a preparation. But would you be able to put it in more of a step-by-step guide or a timeline of everything we need to do before starting the filming?
Yes. So the first thing is to be a master of your own domain. That's that kind of Seinfeld term. So make sure that you are fully practiced with your talk. I think that's one of the things that's really good. So you know everything about your talk. Now you need to control the location. So if you're going somewhere, I always turn up early. If it's a professional thing where you've got previous speakers, I always want to see how the speaker is doing with the space and what's in the space. If there's a professional sound crew, I introduce myself to them. As you know, we was in a professional recording studio a year and a half ago, and I made sure I knew all the names of the people. I knew they knew what I liked, and there was I had an earphone prompt, and I really had to get to know those people. And also, if I'm using an auto cue, they have to know what I like and what I don't like. So you really have to be master of that domain. You really have to control all that. I was at an event the other week, and I kind of said, this is what I like. Do I want to or prefer a lapel mic or a hand mic? Make sure all those preferences, everything has to be right for you. Because scouting the location, even if in a room like this, the room that I'm in, that I've chosen to do this podcast, I've arranged it as I want, all the chairs, all the wires, everything has to be just right. And the same is true of all things where you're preparing to present, whether it's a one-on-one like this or in a big event, make sure you're master of your domain.
Yeah. Well, I know that you also have another trick you do when preparing, and this is something very personal. So what is your routine, similar to footballers before their game, that gets you prepared for filming a new video?
Yeah, so like I remember Paul Ince when he was playing for my favorite football team, Wolverhampton Wanderers. He liked to come out right at the end with his shirt off. So that's his thing. I don't
as long
do
as
that.
It works.
Yeah, I don't do that. But so one of the things I have to do actually is I prepare all podcasts and all presentations as if I was presenting in a big audience. So if I'm wearing a suit, it has to be ironed. I iron my shirts, so there has to be no creases. If wearing socks, they have to be pulled up, the shoes have to be polished, and I have to make sure, you know, I've shaved and I'm actually having my favorite aftershave. I have to feel like that before I present. That's my personal thing, and it's true even when I do a podcast. So I'm prepared, I've got my aftershave on just like that. I have to feel good about myself for me before I do anything that's recording, and that's just me. So I could never do this with no trousers on or just my pajamas on or something underneath, because you know nobody's going to see
people
it.
People are different, but
different. But for me personally, that's my little ritual that I have to do before I do present, and I have to make sure that I'm immaculate before I do that.
And actually, there were some studies conducted about the importance of these rituals, and because it's something that we have repeating throughout all these unexpected experiences, our body already prepares for it because there's a bit that is familiar, and it's proven that it works. So whatever your routine is, keep doing it.
Maybe, can I ask you a question? What tip can you add to the list that I've just given?
I was going to say that I wanted to add, it's very important to simply get started and get practicing. Yeah. If you don't start, you're not going to get better. Yeah. The next video you make will always be better than the previous one. And you know, the benefit of a video is if you don't like it, make another one. No one's stopping you. I mean, my first Instagram story on the corporate account took an hour to film, although it's 15 seconds long.
And you did it after
That's
work when
because,
everyone left, right?
yes. And then I found out that there was one guy around the corner listening to the whole hour session, but at least I didn't see him at the start. So, you know, practice makes perfect. You just need to do it. And if I make Instagram stories now, doesn't matter company or personal account, I just get it done. I don't even need to rewatch it most of the times. So if you didn't go through this journey, you won't get to that degree of good. And people like to see your progress. If you don't do it, no one will know that you're trying to get better. So just do it today, give it a try, show it to your audience. You will get feedback that will help you improve, and the next video will be better.
Another one is make sure you have friendly things around you that make you feel comfortable. So he was just sitting over there, so I thought I'd just bring him on.
I thought you were gonna say press the recording button because we don't always do that.
No, we don't. In fact, normally I ask you to prompt me on that, right? Well, when we
Oh,
do
really?
podcasts, we did many podcasts over the years, and I always forget
Oh,
to record.
podcast, yes. Since that was my fixed role, it used to be recorded all the time.
Great.
Perfect. Thank you, Clive. Thank you for your time and all the insights you shared. And it was a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
It's a
I hope
pleasure
the
for me
audience
and him.
I hope the audience enjoyed just as much, and we're going to get started putting all of this into practice.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.